I don't know what we want to call, like, this type of episode. You know what I mean? Like, a documentary review seems to be, like, an emerging theme for us.
I just feel like it's, like, just things in our real... Like, if I saw this pre-pod, I would have told you about it and ranted about it.
That's a good point. If this wasn't a podcast, this would be us in the kitchen at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Having the same conversation. So like we did about the Say You Love Me.
Say You Love Me, we had the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this type of pod is us in the kitchen at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
This is a 2 a.m. rant. Should have done it for Say You Love Me, to be quite
honestly, we really should have, because you made me laugh so hard with the...
And those are lost, like, in the goddamn way.
She's like abusing this dude and being like, I love him. And you're like, her husband's like, I bought his tickets to the Bahamas. This guy like can't talk.
Yeah, I mean, if you, it's a whole other documentary.
Yeah,
that you
that's
should
a whole
watch.
Other story.
But it's, yeah, I mean, the long gist of it is that a older white woman is basically rapes a disabled guy who has the brain of like a, like, who's,
I mean,
nonverbal.
It's fucking horrible.
It's a horrific,
like,
story.
Not even funny, but it is.
But it is. The guy, she did have like a husband and a family. So you gotta wonder, like, it sucks to be cheated on.
And she wasn't like, I'm abused. She was like, no, I love his personality. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, she was like, I like him for him. Like, that's why the only funny thing about it is the husband.
The husband's reaction.
Like, what does he have that I don't...
Yeah. And he's just like, well, I put on both of my pants by myself every day.
I'm like cooking you dinner and fucking eating your pussy and doing cartwheels. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
I helped build a deck last weekend, and then she's just out stealing the humanity from a young, nonverbal young man.
I mean, it's truly horrible. But this one is... horrible in a different way.
Horrible in a
and easier
deeply.
To make fun of, I think. Because
wait, because the whole situation is absurd, and the guy behind it is, I think, the biggest tool I've seen on screen. He might be like, when you in your head say the word douchebag, he appears.
The documentary we're of course talking about is the man with 1,000 children.
Yeah,
oh, sorry, I was saying 1,000. What's the correct?
I mean,
1,000.
It's
whatever
the,
it is.
At the end, if you watch all three, they estimate it's around 3,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, because I only watched the first episode and I googled how many children did Genghis Khan have. They were like maybe 1,000 or more.
Yeah.
He's like a modern day Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy? Have we off the pod talked about this guy before the documentary came out?
No.
Okay, because I don't know why, but they were like showing clips of the YouTube channel. I was like, I've seen his YouTube channel. I have, like, seen clips of him being like, I'm eating raw meat in the woods in Sweden or whatever. I was like, I fucking know that guy.
That's
But I
disturbing.
Can't remember if I, like, I might have found him because there was a gynecologist I was going to go to. I was trying to find a place that would do an IUD insertion with, like, some level of pain management. And there was this place in, like, Rochester, New York, where they were like, we'll put you under full anesthesia. Don't even worry about it. It's a bald male gynecologist. Where
yeah,
you're just like, okay,
it.
Creepy vibes.
He's like, don't, you'll be fine, sweetheart. Drink a bottle of rosé when you wake up, it'll all be done. And you're like, I don't know if that's...
I don't even have an IUD. You just fucked me. Like, yeah. That was the vibe. But I was like, whatever. I want to find a place that does this. And I
woke up with an IOU card. What the hell's going on here?
But dude, it turns out the doctor in Rochester had been... like, women would go there for, like, fertility stuff, and they'd be like, yeah, sperm bank, and they found out that he had just been using his own sperm for all of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't exactly want to be unconscious around that guy.
No.
But I was doing a deep dive on that guy, and maybe that's how I found this dude's YouTube channel. I don't know, but I've seen the dude's YouTube channel, and it's very, like, he's probably going to be on Joe Rogan. He's, like, traveling the world, talking about Bitcoin, talking about, like, eating raw meat in the woods.
See, this is my biggest gripe with the document. So, like, if you watch it, basically, it's about these... It's a real sad tale, but these, like, moms in the Netherlands, for whatever reason, can't have a kid naturally. So they're looking for a sperm donor. They find this guy, you know, conventionally handsome, long blonde hair, plays the guitar, speaks some languages. They're fooled by him. And then he's like, I can help you. You'll be, like, one of five families that I donate. And they're like, I'm so honored. And then they find out that he's has multiple identities... Multiple websites, multiple countries around the world, and he's lying to all of them and part of this weird conquest. Now, this is where I lose some sympathy for the victims, and it's what you just brought up here. It's a lot of them pre-fooled. They go, yeah, he had these wacky YouTube videos where he's eating raw meat and talking about Bitcoin. if you see someone, if you're thinking about buying, I can't donate to a sperm bank. Do you understand that? The regulations, me, went to therapy in the gym today, guy. They would put my cum in a biohazard bag and set it on fire. And this fucking guy, like, basically, I can't. Well, in the screening process, they're like, we don't know what went wrong. And he's up there. He also has a video where he goes, inequality. First off, there's no such thing. Eating raw meat, talking about Bitcoin. There's a video that's like, end the woke mob. And they're like, yeah, throw your cum at me. Who would have thought he's a douchebag?
It's so funny that even lesbian surrogates fall for the same shit with men that straight women do.
That's another thing.
Because I for sure fucked the, like, Bitcoin, the whole world's rigged guy, you know?
Because it really is what he did. It's not trickery. It's biological terrorism. And every woman that saw the video and let that in is an accomplice.
Rico Act.
Those moms should go to jail too. That is the whole. Because the whole time I'm watching, this is why I wanted to do an episode about it. Because I saw my son and you and every female friend who's ever been swindled by just a moron. Who's ever just been like, what is going on with it? And he's like a rock. He's like if a pet rock had biceps. Like, he's an idiot.
It's incredible.
You know what I mean? And they're always like perplexed. And why is he doing this? What is the meaning? And it's like, you don't ask like why a dog shits in the street. You know what I mean? And it's because fundamentally it's a mindless animal. And that goes out to boys and girls at home. If they're like, why is he ghosting me? Why is she acting this way? Because she's an idiot, or he's an idiot, or they's a... This person exists across time and all genders. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's absolute tool, loser, moron, who is... This guy is literally an amalgamation of everything that is wrong in humanity. He's just an... Like, but what's so bad is, instead of having, like, one-night stands around Amsterdam, which he did, he literally, like... created such a problem in their gene pool that they're like worried about incest.
I know, so I was like, he ruined a country.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you even charging with? You ruined a country, a nation, a people. Also, if it had happened in any other country, but it's the Netherlands.
It's not
it's
that
like
big.
Small as fuck. It's probably already pretty inbred.
Pretty inbred.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they were like, we caught this guy in like the US or India or China where it might kind of die. It's like, the Netherlands is so tiny.
Yeah.
They're already wearing weird wooden shoes.
They're
and
getting
shit.
Weird as it is.
It's like you can't inbreed. They already have like inbred homeschooler vibes.
They do. And that's, like, I think, why they were tricked by him. Because he's not that cool. He's also not that handsome. I will say that.
Yeah, it's like a little bit like Geico caveman blonde guy.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, he was so hot. And I was like, what's going on in the Netherlands? I thought you guys were healthier than that.
Hilarious.
That's someone who just looks. I mean, he walks around in Birkenstocks. Also, there's a scene where at one point, like, sometimes they would get the sperm donations from him, like, they'd pick it up somewhere, they get it from himself. But one time he was like, why don't you just come meet me at the mall?
Oh, yeah, and he jerks off in a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like this man is like a rabid dog trying to spread his seed. Like, he clearly
the
has.
The fact that they were like, well, I thought that was a little weird. And you're still going to put that cum in
you
your.
You want your kid to do that?
You want your kid is half guy who's going to jerk off in the mall. Your kid is half, like, Genghis Khan, weirdo.
Also, separate thing with how they get inseminated. Before they introduce this guy in the documentary, they're talking about, like, going on all these websites that aren't, like, a fertility clinic.
Yeah,
like,
first
things.
Off, go to a regular... Don't go to Craigslist for cum. That's absolutely absurd behavior.
They were like, we went to r/cum and saw who had some extra laying around. And then they were like, yeah, a lot of the guys asked if we wanted to do it the natural way. And it's like,
yeah,
these are guys with, like, a breeding fetish.
Yeah.
Go to a fertility clinic.
Go to a fertility. Yeah, go to like the actual thing with rules. And although he fucked over them too. They're like,
yeah.
It was hilarious. But he's like, and then I realized that it's everywhere and we have to call people and they're crying. Because it's like, it is like, fuck a fuck. But like, it's like the next level of, oh my God, we all have his son or daughter.
It's like so insane that he was like, I mean, I guess he's jerking off, but it's not even like he's sleeping with all these women. He's like, I just need to do it. I don't care if it's a tube. I don't care if you have to just drain it out of my balls with a syringe. I need to have children.
Yeah.
Do you think... Because my first thought was like, I feel like this guy is also some kind of white supremacist.
100%.
If he already feels a little bit in the Rogan sphere of like 100%. Natural whatever the
100%.
Fuck. 100%. And then he's like, I need to yeah. change a country's gene pool?
1,000% that's what he... Because it's like... I'm sure that's just a video they didn't put in the documentary, but anyone who's like, end equality, end the woke,
yeah.
traveling over the world thinking I need 1,000 dumb blonde kids, that's 100%.
Yeah, it very much
And
has
I
that
think
vibe.
It says something about their cause that who's left but losers just jerking off in cups alone. I think that is the modern day white supremacist. Just a weird, weird guy jerking off in cups alone. And the fact that nobody could catch on, that's like, why does he have this much free time? Because he's like a loser Hilarious. That probably accidentally made like, I don't know, $100,000 in Bitcoin. Just was there after he like brought some fucking like special kind of MDMA that like feels magical when you finger your asshole. And then it was like left over in his Silk Road account. Got like 100 G's. He's traveling all over the world. You didn't see that? I saw the all three episodes.
Yeah, I watched the end of the first one, and the cliffhanger was like, there's also one in like Australia, and you're like, oh, so this is like an international.
No, it was him. He. It was his cum made it all. His cum, much like dandelions, has all over the world. So basically,
There was one of his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The cliffhanger at the end of the first episode was like,
it's all over the world. It was like Mexico, U.S.
This man could ruin the world.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
like, literally, like, how many? I wonder what the critical tipping point is where it's like we would have a hard time. Like, everyone has to check to make sure they're not inbreeding. Well, oh, okay. This is gonna sound bad.
Yeah.
I'm not pro-inbreeding, but I have heard that it takes, like, generations to get... Like, those, like, royal families and shit back in the day when it was, like, King Tut fucking had a diaper and, like, couldn't talk or whatever.
Yeah.
That was, like, generations and generations.
Yeah,
like,
if you so you're fuck saying up one you time, fuck, like, one half-sibling, you're fine. That's official take on the pod. That's official... That's not, Maddie's Dr. Drew, you fuck one half-sibling, you're fine?
Not morally. I'm not just morally. Saying the Netherlands might be fucked. The Netherlands might be fucked.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if there's a few, like... Would this just die out over generations and we'll kind of reset?
I think out of 7 billion people, it'll be fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Out of 7,
eventually it would
I think
like,
Netherlands
The Netherlands tough. Is, you gotta, everyone has to move.
Also,
everyone in the Netherlands has to move
dude,
now.
Just don't, also, I'm like, yeah, just don't fuck a, you just can't fuck a white person for like 100 years.
Forced, this is the solution.
Yeah.
Government mandated interracial marriage.
Yeah, and then you just get
just
rid of
it. Just to make sure.
Just to get rid of
it. Maybe he's not a white supremacist.
Also, yeah.
Maybe he's the actual opposite. He's like, I'm gonna make it impossible for white people to fuck each other.
Yeah, it's like a genetic Russian roulette if you go out with anybody. Well, you haven't, so you didn't watch the, but basically, like, so he travels around the world. He's lying to all these women on weird websites. He's also, like, different names and sperm banks filling up all over the place. And he also, a horrible thing he did, he's a terrible person, that on that website, it was him and this other really creepy guy, and they share the identities, and they also, like, split up the territory.
What? Wait, they were, like, a team?
They were a team.
That was the bald guy with the scar on his
bald
head?
Bald guy with the scar. And you know what they used to do as a game? They would both come in a cup and then give it to somebody and see, like, whose genes won. So they're, like, sick, like,
oh,
weird breeding fetish, like,
I mean, that's, like,
out.
Rape.
Yeah,
it's rape.
You didn't agree to any of that, so they're terrible.
But also the guy, because they, okay, so I've only seen the first episode, but they show that guy in the beginning of the documentary,
yeah.
I guess foreshadowing,
yeah.
And he has that weird, like, side profile. Like, it's very, like, domestic terrorist vibes.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't people.
How do they know each other?
I'm sure that, like, mine. Yeah, I'm sure, like, mine's come along, you know what I mean? I mean, anytime you sit around, you're like, don't you wish you could just forcibly impregnate 1,000 people so you'd have something? And they go,
oh,
at
God.
Least I'd have something. But so basically, they do, like, because of that case in the United States where the, like, the doctor, like, was putting his own cum in there. There was the lady from Australia joins with all these moms and they kind of push for legal action against this guy because he created a public health problem through this accidental inbreeding thing. He goes to court in the Netherlands. And they basically say, like, what do you think about all... And he was... This was literally from his mouth. This was his big idea. How to stop all this inbreeding stuff. Everyone and their social media could have a little album to show that they are one of his children. That's a real thing he said in court. Which I don't think he was exactly off on. I think they should instead sort of have, like, a yellow pout. Much like the Holocaust, and be immediately deported to Austin. I do think that all of his offspring should be rounded up and deported to Austin, Texas, where they belong.
The next generation of door guys at the mothership.
Yeah, it should be all put there.
It's because you are the offspring of raw meat Bitcoin guy.
Yeah.
You're kind of bred for the mothership.
You're bred for the mothership. I think build a wall around Austin. and Joe Rogan's compound, put a dome in there, and just, like, let that be whatever it is.
And Joe Rogan can afford to raise 1,000 children.
Yeah, it's like the...
It's kind of perfect.
It's, they all show up, and we're like, this is what... I did this for you, Sia. And then it's, like, 1,000 children just being delivered on his doorstep. They're all just riding caribou and ATVs onto his house.
Oh, my
God. Every day, like, shave their head like a cult.
Dude, wait, so did he get sentenced?
No. What they decided is he worldwide, he's not allowed to donate any more sperm. And if he does every count, he has to pay 100,000 euros.
That seems like really not a harsh enough punishment.
Seems like everyone was excited. I don't know if this is some fucking European shit. Everyone's like, they got him. And I was like, kill him. Like, what are you talking about? He, like, essentially forcibly impregnated, like, 3,000 people.
Dude,
like,
also, already wasn't allowed to be donating sperm. He already got around it.
You know what I mean? If they catch him this time, technically there was nothing wrong with him doing, like...
No, but he deceived that. They had the rules about, like, the only 25 donors at the clinic and stuff.
Yeah, but he would do it, like, under different name. Like, if you just... Basically, part of the court case was someone, assumed a fake identity and just hit him up on Instagram and asked, which is another thing he does, and then it showed that he's still donating even though he publicly said that he's not.
Damn. So has he donated and gotten fined since the sentencing?
I haven't looked into it. To be honest, I just wanted to get out. But that's another point is, again, war crime. To create 3,000 more of these annoying, who they're all like, I love my child. And I'm like, his dad is that guy. And also, that is your fault. Because I don't care what fucking play he was. If you went on a first date with this guy, you seemed like, and then you pulled up the YouTube channel that's End the Woke, and he's also saying worship your ancestors.
See, that's like white supremacist dog whistle.
What they figured out, all the YouTube videos are for the children.
No!
Yeah, all the YouTube videos are life lessons to show his thousands of children.
No!
Yeah!
He's, like, literally trying to build an army.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to build, like,
ancestors, so he's, like, worship me.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to build, like, a little cult. And he's, like, that's why he wants everyone to have, like, an elm woman. He's, like, basically, like, I'm the man. I'm the man of 1,000 children. I'm, like, a weird Viking guy.
Dude. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally
But also, that is all right there. That's all right there in the tube.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you saw the tube and you let him do it, you're just as good. Like, if you let that... If Maddie, I'll put it to you this way. If you fucked that guy, love you to death, huge, there'd be a drop. There'd be a, are we okay? There'd be... This is post-YouTube watch.
Yeah, the
YouTube... Hey, we've all
charming
gotten some lives, too.
Yeah.
If you... Post-YouTube... We'd have a talk.
The YouTube is fucking crazy. Can we pull up the YouTube on your laptop and see how many views it has and stuff?
Yeah.
Because if it has more subscribers than the podcast, I will kill myself.
Yeah.
And also, we should see if we can release our specials on his channel.
We like hit him up and ask to collab after all this shit talk. It's also just like, I think I've always been a curmudgeon-y old guy, but I'm coming to maybe just recently a few docs. My internal response is, you're a fucking idiot. It's not like, because I'm like, well, they took advantage of it. And I went, you let him fuck you? You don't deserve to have a kid. That was like my real thought. It was like, if you saw that, it, God was trying to put the barriers down because he was aware of your judgment. And you let Satan get right through the rightful trap that was set. And look what happens. This is what happens when you engage in some fucking European witchcraft. This is my work computer, and I really don't want to type in on YouTube.
Hilarious.
Guy with 1,000 kids.
What is his. I don't have my phone. Dude, I really am curious, though.
Maybe I'll get on my phone here. I'm sure it's it's at least 1,000 subs.
I wonder what the kid. Honestly, the only maybe good thing to come out of this is you could do like a giant. You could collect some data on nature versus nurture. You know what I mean?
That is true. I was thinking that
maybe the kids turn out okay.
Yeah, because
I think people are pretty malleable, and I think the kids will be fine.
I also think that as well.
If I'm being serious,
all jokes aside, the kids they looked like loving parents who went
to a length to, like, you know what I mean.
Oh, he even had a response to the misleading trailer.
No way.
And it has 50.
See, this is the beautiful thing.
He has 17,000 followers.
Oh my God! What's his most viewed video?
Shocking.
Popular. I watched part one of the Netflix doc, My Response.
He's got like 150. Dude. Why I'm a Very Good Donor.
See, this is what's crazy about the internet is, like, he can just respond. You know what I mean? John Wayne...
He's like, close to zero chance of inbreeding? No, there isn't. Yeah, what's also crazy is the fact that you would... It's like clearly exposed you did all that, and then you're like, well, I'm going to create a YouTube video, My Response. And it's like,
why was he not charged retroactively for shit? Like, that's not a crime? Men should not have unlimited cum.
Men should not have
unlimited
cum. Forget
cutting off the top.
Also, you know what the problem? No one in Europe just has, like, a crazy uncle. Like, this the whole time I was like, why doesn't someone be like, yeah, come donate my house and just punch him in the face? Like, and just be like, hey, stop. Yeah, Whatever this is, stop.
Yeah, we are kind of getting to the core of, like... Things we hate about America have a little bit of good in them. We're like, one, we would have just fucking beat this guy up or killed him.
That is true. I mean, if
we don't let, like, creative, sensitive artists flourish, but we don't really let weirdos flourish either.
Unless they have a gun. That's their time to shine. But also, I have to imagine if you did this to, like, 1,000 people in the heartland, where they're like, but it would have been the opposite. They would have, like, liked the raw meat. But if they turn out, it's like, my fucking, you got my wife pregnant with the soul boy Antifa, but, like, they would have killed him. And they saw videos of him just, like, reading poems and, like, telling he's, like, wearing a scarf in Bushwick.
Yeah, over there, we're like, he's an alt-right weird influencer. And then over here, they'd be like, he's gay.
Yeah.
How's he going to come to my wife if he's gay?
You put gay coming to my wife! And then the court case would be, and then he got shot 40,000 times. And then literally every bullet in Texas emerged into this man's body.
Dude, how long ago was all, like, how old are the kids now?
There's
like,
gotta
obviously
be
they're privacy protected. They obviously, yeah, nobody's, you know, I mean, they don't talk about them in the documentary, I don't think.
No.
Like, it's only adults. But was this, like, recent?
I think, it was, like, going up until, like, 2015, 2016.
Jesus Christ.
There's some recent little kid. They have, like, a meetup convention of, like, all the moms, and
you know what's fucked up, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's traumatizing to, like, have that be your dad and, like, have your moms have to sit you down and tell you that. It's maybe worse for it to be the number one trending documentary on Netflix.
Yeah. Hey, we all saw the documentary about how you're a weird prank by an incel, basically.
If you're in the Netherlands, you go to class and you sit down and your fucking 17 blonde classmates, you're like...
Which
it's
one
just
is
the
you?
Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're like, it's all everyone.
The documentary probably made it a little worse.
Yeah. Just to be like, yeah, there's my mom talking about how she was duped by my dad. Crazy romance story. And, yeah, that's me.
Dude.
I'm a big weird power prank. I mean, they were terrible people. Like, so Kenya had some, like, sperm donor program where they would fly, like, whoever wanted to donate sperm in, European donors preferred. And
ooh,
they were
what?
And they were in.
Is that a private thing, or that's, like, sponsored by the government?
I think it was actually sponsored by the government, but they were in the group
that's
chat
crazy.
Being like, "I want to bleach Africa." Like, that's what they were actually saying. Yeah.
Him and the bald guy.
Some of these other, there was like a little community of people, and they called it, like, the motherland. They're like, because they're like, that's what they want to do. They just, like, want to come all day and make money doing it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Nightmares. Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah, that's like, all jokes aside, this guy's, like, a horrible person. Obviously,
horrific human being.
I mean, it's like sexual assault on, like, a. Like a industrial scale. It's, like, fucking insane.
Yeah, he's like a Walter White of evil cum.
but he doesn't know any chemistry. He only knows how to jerk off.
He just knows how to jerk off and lie to people. Because it's one thing if you're like, he said he was a musician, but he's just, like, some loser and he fucks you and that feels violating. But what if you're raising his kid?
Oh,
and
dude.
You're like, you gotta love the kid, but you're like, what's in you that, you know, I think it is nature versus nurture, and I do think they're all in loving homes and they'll be fine. But also, act of biological terrorism.
Yeah.
And the signs were all there. You simply cannot trust a guy who's shirtless in nature going around, this is my travel blog. Get out. You have a blog. No, you should have been like a you should basically bump into a sperm donor on the street.
Yeah.
It should be like, why are you helping that injured pigeon? And you're like, I don't know. Just what I do in between here and the hospital.
Yeah, that's the guy.
And then
the
he's like,
that...
oh, and he's like, oh, you're having trouble with fertility? That's interesting, because, you know, sometimes,
yeah. You don't want the guy that signed up at moreofme.com.
No. Like, everyone who wants more, it just goes back to everyone who hates themselves is awesome. Everyone who loves themselves is a fucking idiot. And that's just kind of a correct formula.
Wait, what do you mean?
Everyone who's like automatically like, oh my god, oh, I'm the best, usually
yeah.
sucks.
People overestimate themselves and suck, or people underestimate themselves and are awesome. Yeah, 100%.
And anyone who goes on moreme.com should, I mean, truly be like, oh, we're collecting your sperm, and they're burning it, and they're figuring out like an antibody, like a vaccine that you give every woman that just allows their uterus to block. Like, you know how Republicans are like, the body can tell if it's rape, just a lie. They should invent something where the body can tell if the dad was an alt-right influencer, and like the egg shuts down. Like the
it's
egg-
the same thing as the rape device. It's like when they like are studying like bacteria and they accidentally find the cure to cancer.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
What it. I truly think it should be like. Like, her egg should be, like, the Death Star, and there's, like, various, like, lights shooting all the sperm. It's like, and it's, like, all going around. Like, that should be done. That guy, the dude. Fact that there's 3,000 more of that dude walking around genuinely bummed me out. It genuinely made me, and the fact that I saw on a global scale what I've witnessed my entire life, which is absolute loser morons, by the virtue of being... like conventionally attractive, convince women that they were anything other than what if you put a pigeon brain in a person?
Hilarious.
They were like, I just want to in court hear his reasoning behind this. And I'm like, because he's a loser with nothing. And if he tricks you and has 1,000 kids, he'd have something. But he's a loser with nothing.
Yeah. I wonder who the fuck his parents are.
They got to feel real bad. You imagine that? There's got to be a mass apology of like, we don't know what we did to make a weirdo that's like essentially sort of pseudo raped like 3,000 people.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, the Netherlands is over.
Yeah, I mean, they had the little map where it's like kid, 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 kid. And I didn't even know about that, but Luke and Leia syndrome, where it is a real thing they talk about in the documentary, when half siblings, or it's just siblings in general who didn't grow up together, they don't know they're related, meet each other. All the similarities that you would have normally with your family, they think that's like romantic connection.
They're like, we have so much in common.
They're like, we just click so naturally.
Oh my
and
God.
It's because they like are, you know, the same person. You know?
Oh, so they're almost more likely to fuck
each other. They are more
that's
likely
insane,
to fuck each
dude.
Other. Because they even and that even had
Jesus
they
Christ.
Show that already happening in the documentary with like an 11-year-old and being like, I just really like so and so, and they're like, well, it's not gonna happen because he's your half brother.
Wait, they like, had to
Yeah.
Like oh no. Oh, these poor kids, dude.
Yeah, so everyone you have, you're like, I think it clicked, and you're like, yeah, probably because that would be like your brother and sister.
That's fucking insane.
I didn't know that was like a real thing, though. Like, Luke and Leia syndrome was like a real. Like, all this incest category.
Luke and Leia.
Yeah, it's named after the Star Trek because they're brother and sister, but they have a crush on each other.
Wow.
Which is a crazy. You know. Everyone who's ever had a crush on a cousin has felt vindicated. They're like, okay, so that's not even that. That's like, that's just nature. Family's getting mad at me in the group chat. Sorry, I'm a human. but that was crazy.
If you're one of these kids and you're gay, though, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you're good to go. Yeah, I mean, in the Netherlands, what's that, an 85% chance? So you're pretty much there. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's borderline mandatory.
Yeah, the guy was like,
you put on those wooden clogs and those are, yeah, it's done.
This dude was like, the country's so gay. If I don't have 1,000 kids, we're going
to there's like 2 chances of incest. It doesn't even happen.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, I would leave the country, I think. How many people are in the Netherlands?
Can we look it up? Yeah, let's Google it right now.
And then would you do the math of 1,000 kids worldwide or just in the Netherlands?
1,000 kids, I believe, in the Netherlands.
Jesus. I hope I'm not just talking out of my ass. It is a small country, though, right?
I mean, way smaller than the United States. I mean, obviously. I mean, it's like, how many people are in the Netherlands? So, 17 million.
But that's like
that's not
New York, right? No, that's not New York. No, New York's like 8 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if New York and Chicago were probably put together.
It's so funny, too, that we're like, can you imagine a small, limited community where everyone fucks each other and swaps partners and you don't know who's been with who? Stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is this.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, we are our own little inbred Netherlands thing.
I have a, you know, I've been checking the donor registry. I've been staying out, keeping my nose clean. Yeah.
Dude,
you gotta get burned a couple times. That's, and you're like, so you gotta stay. Yeah, I was like you with that article when you're like, I can't go to that sperm donor. It's like that with all comedians.
Yeah, it's true.
Guys, your Wi-Fi ain't fucking broken. This episode is stopping right now, but it's gonna continue on the Patreon where the fucking party is. So you know what's good for you? You get on there. Too.
We do have some juicy stuff that we were like, this is best behind the paywall.
It's too much for the to be free because, listen, I've watched a lot of docs in my day. I know what the goddamn CIA is capable of. I'm not just talking shit in the open anymore, all right? Our apartment already looks like it's drone strike. Perfect cover for them to come out at us.
So patreon.com/phone is in the bag. Come and join us over there.